31. Over.
I move closer to the cage. What are you doing now? He held up a finger to his lips.
Shh! Talking to the tower.
I glanced around the shed. The tower? What tower? Again, he spoke into the can.
Tower, 81. Permission to start engine. Over.
Then he held the can up to his left ear and listened. He nodded and moved the can back to his mouth.
Roger that. Thanks.
He turned to me.
Better stand back.
This was making no sense to me, and I had no intention of standing back. But then I heard this sound. And all at once, I felt it might be a good idea to, well, step back. I moved away from the cage and listened as the fock, fock, fock changed into a steady roar. Inside the cage, Eddie's hands moved around in front of him, almost as though he were, well, flipping switches or something. What was the deal? Coons didn't make sounds like that, did they? I mean, I knew they could click and chirp, growl, croon, and make other kinds of noises. But what I'd heard sounded a whole lot like, well, some kind of motor or machine.
A helicopter.
Hey, Eddie, I can see you're busy doing something, but I was wondering... He held up a paw for silence and spoke into the... whatever it was, the can or the microphone.
Tower, 81, ignition, good to go.
He turned back to me.
What?
What's all the noise about? And who's this so-called tower you're talking to? He heaved a sigh and shook his head.
Control tower, helicopter, test flight.
I stared into his beady little eyes and burst out laughing.
Helicopter? Control tower? Are you crazy?
Just a little spin.
He held his clenched hands out in front of him as though he were gripping steering levers or something, and gee, the roar of the engine grew louder. Over the roar, I yelled,
Hey, Eddie, there must be some mistake. That's a cage, not a helicopter.
He gave me an impatient scowl.
Things change. Constant flux. Thermodynamics. Energy shift, quantum combobulations. You didn't know?
I didn't say I didn't know. It just sounds crazy, that's all.
He shrugged.
You want to go for a spin?
Me go for a spin in a cage that you say is a helicopter?
Might as well, short ride. Great experience.
Absolutely not.
He shrugged.
Fine, stay here.
Again, he spoke into the microphone. The empty corn can. I refused to believe he was talking into a microphone.
Tower, 81, permission to lift off, over.
He looked at me.
Better stand back, I'm cleared.
I blinked my eyes in wonder.
Hey, hold on a second, don't leave yet.
I went to the door of the shed and peered outside, just to be sure Drover wasn't spying on me. He was nowhere in sight, so I went back to Eddie and his, whatever it was, his phony helicopter. Eddie and I were fixing to have a serious talk about this business.